Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Former President Donald Trump, his attorneys, and several courtrooms at once right now. There's a lot going on, and we want to talk this morning with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, with the hush money trial, that's, mm-hmm. I guess, the big one. What's going on with that today?
Well, we are expecting the day to start. By the way, this is another one of those days that they finish at 2, so they can allow those who celebrate Passover to be accommodated. So it's from 9:30 this morning Eastern time till 2 o'clock is what they're planning to go. At when court starts in about 15 minutes, they're going to start with a hearing on a gag order. This is where, this was set last week that the judge said, okay, we're going to talk about the gag order on Tuesday, because the prosecution has been, filing motions saying that the former president is violating the gag order that the judge overseeing the case has put in place. It was imposed to bar the former president from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, court staff, as well as their relatives. The prosecutors say that he has violated this at least 10 times in his own statements, as well as posts on social media. They say that these statements and posts have targeted witnesses and jurors, including a key witness, Michael Cohen, his former fixer. The prosecution has asked that the former president be fined $1,000 for each violation and held in contempt of court. Now, his team says he's just defending himself. The judge says they're going to talk about this in the hearing this morning at 9:30. If it goes past 11, if the arguments go past 11, then they're going to, stop and redo this, join it again at a later date. He wants to get back into witness testimony and make sure the whole day isn't just tied up with, the hearing arguments. So we do expect to hear again today from David Pecker, who is the National Enquirer's former publisher. He's also been a friend of the former president's for a long time. He is going to be asked again. I think he testified for about 25 minutes yesterday before court ended. And he is expected to be asked more about his efforts to help bury unflattering stories about the former president during the 2016 campaign in the run-up to the election.
I have seen gag orders before on the local basis. But I don't know what you do to a former president if you find him in violation. That's going to be really interesting. However, we're on new ground here, Tanya, aren't we? In all of this, we've never had this before in our country.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It is a historic thing to have a former president to, be brought up on, criminals of any kind. Much less, 34 felony counts. I mean, and again, this is the first one of the four, ones he's been charged in. So we'll have to see how everything shakes out today. Again, we don't know if the judge is going to rule on this gag order thing today or wait.
All right. Tanya, hey, thanks for being with us. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Stephen, the morning. I know she has another report to do, so we wanted to get her out of here as we could. 8:17 now. With Steve and Ted in the morning, yeah. I can remember when I was covering courts for a radio station, Ted, and my pager went off, the beeper, beep, mm-hmm. beep. And I can't remember who the judge was, but I thought he was going to come over there and strangle me. Can you shut that off? I said, yes, sir. Man, he was angry. You get in a courtroom and there's one person. There's one God, and that's that mm-hmm. judge.
Yeah.
So this whole thing with former President Trump is amazing. 8:17 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And, Ted, let's take a look at sports again. How about that?
Yep, got some off-the-field news with the Kansas City Chiefs involving nice long contracts. Coach Andy Reid, general manager Brett Veach, president Mark Donovan. They've had oversight of the Chiefs during its most successful run in franchise history of late. Those trio will remain in place quite a bit longer. The three have all agreed to contract extensions to keep them with the Chiefs. Mark Donovan is 58 years old. He became Chiefs president 13 years ago. He leads the Chiefs business operations. Of course, Brett Veach is the general manager. He's 46 years old. Became the Chiefs GM 7 years ago after 4 years in the team's personnel department. And he was one of the main guys that said, we need to draft Patrick Mahomes. And, of course, you got head coach Andy Reid, who is 66 years old. He joined the Chiefs 11 years ago, has led the team to the playoffs every season except 2014. Chiefs have won the Super Bowl 3 of the past 5 years, including back-to-back. First time that's been done in the NFL in 20 years. Chiefs have played in 5 straight AFC championship games. They've won 8 straight division championships. So the all the architects of all this great success are all now under long-term contracts.
They're in there, yeah.
They've been rewarded for all of that. College baseball tonight, Wichita State is on the road. Another tough game against another nationally ranked team, visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma. The team, the Sooners, are on a 7-game winning streak right now, and they're atop the Big 12 Conference. The Shockers have lost twice this season to Oklahoma, trying to get a win tonight. Shocks are trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Mike Kennedy is on the air with Shocker Baseball at 6:15 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, is going for its 3rd win in a row. Wichita is now going to be on the road for 2 straight weeks. 12-game road trip starting tonight at San Antonio, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Wind Surge on the road for the next couple of weeks. Major League Baseball, the 2nd-place Kansas City Royals lose 5-3 at home to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Royals have lost 3 straight home games, hosting Toronto again tonight, hoping to snap that streak. Another Major League action last night. The Minnesota Twins at home hosting the bottom team in the majors, the Chicago White Sox. Predictable results. And a big night for former Wichita Wind Surge slugger, the Canadian Edouard Julien. The action from Bally Sports North.
Eddie Julien, a 2-hit night, a swing at a high fly ball into right field and deep. Sheets going back, looks up near the dock, and that's going, a home run. Number 5 for Julien. And the Twins now lead 7-0 here in the 7th inning. First home run of the year on the pull side.
Final score, second baseman Julien, 3-for-4 at the plate, home run, a double. Drove in 2 runs, scored twice. Batting 290 in home games for the Twins this season. The Twins have won 2 of their last 3. We have action here in town today if you want to catch some in-person sports for Friends University. The Friends softball team is on a 9-game winning streak. And Friends is hosting Avila today. Both teams tied for 3rd place in the conference. Doubleheader at 3 o'clock out west at Two Rivers. And the Friends baseball team is home today against a nationally ranked opponent. Friends baseball hosting 18th-ranked Mid-America Christian. That'll be a 4 o'clock doubleheader at Westside Athletic Field today. And in hockey, game 1 of the playoffs in the first round, the Edmonton Oilers win on home ice, beat the Los Angeles Kings 7-4. Starting in goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner with 33 saves. On defense for Edmonton, another former Thunder player, Vincent Descharnais, 5 block shots and got in 6 hits. First game 1 win at home in the playoffs for the Edmonton Oilers in 34 years. Oh. They're up 1-0 in this first round best of 7 with the Kings and a couple of former Thunder players helping out the cause right there. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Joe Biden's position on Israel. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.